more of them to accede to the protocol. Thank you. Thank you. I do not appear to have any further delegations on the list of speakers. Is there any delegation that wishes to take the floor? If so, please so indicate. I would like to recall that any rights of reply will be made at the end of each session, and therefore time will be set aside for rights of reply at the end of this meeting, if such there are. I see no further requests for the floor. In that case, thank you very much for your statements, and we shall move on, with your indulgence, to the next question, which is the review of the status and operation of the protocol, agenda item 9. I would like just to take the opportunity to welcome Philippines as a high contracting party to protocol 5, and particularly thank the ambassador and her team for the excellent efforts that they have made, which were successful in enabling their government to ratify the protocol in time. The 6th conference on the review of the convention noted that making the protocol universal is of critical importance, and it also stipulated that more substantive efforts had to be made to that end by high contracting parties, by the United Nations, and by international organizations as well as NGOs. We have 97 high contracting parties now, but we still need more. We need generalized accession among the members of the convention to Protocol 5, because that is the only thing which will really ensure that we can implement Protocol 5 in full and reduce the numbers of people, and they're far too high, being injured or killed by explosive remnants of war and the long-term social and economic effects of this problem. Efforts have been made under my presidency this year, or will be, with a work plan, and I will be getting in touch with 29 permanent missions of countries here in Geneva. I've already made a presentation taking into account the situation of the countries in question and their accession to the protocol. I haven't managed to meet with all the countries I wanted to meet with yet. Some of them do not have the mission in Geneva, so I'm going to try and hold a meeting in New York as well. The conclusions of my work are part of a document and can be summarized in a study of the profile of countries who are not acceded yet to the protocol. They come full in four groups: those who are in the process of ratifying, those countries who have substantive problems, whether they're legal or interpretative or otherwise, with the protocol, those who believe that because they are members of other documents on humanitarian issues, they don't need to be a party to Protocol 5, and those countries who intend to start ratifying in as soon as possible nonetheless. And then, last but not least, those countries which are very small or have very small foreign ministries and therefore find it difficult to actually embark upon the necessary steps required to ratify the protocol. As I say, I haven't managed to get through all the 29 countries I mentioned, but I shall continue working to ensure that we can spare no effort to attract new members and move closer to making the protocol universal. Until it is universally accepted, the problem of explosive remnants of war is not going to be solved, and that is why we urge states which are not yet high contracting parties to accede without further delay to Protocol 5. Thank you. I would now like to open the floor to any delegations who wish to speak on the matter of making the protocol universal. I do realize that some of you have already touched upon this issue in your general statements.
No parece haber delegación.
I do not see any requests for the floor. And we already heard some comments earlier on this issue during the general debate, and now we can turn to agenda item 10, related to consideration of matters pertaining to national implementation of the protocol, including national reporting or updating on an annual basis. Now, this is a very important tool to assess the progress achieved and compliance with provisions of Protocol 5 by national authorities of high contracting parties. Now, this is a tool that helps us build trust between parties and a step to promote transparency. And now, in order to look at this issue in greater detail, I will give the floor to the secretariat that will inform us about the process of presentation of national reports. You have the floor.